Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, and welcome to today's episode, which is How Long Does It Take to Heal from an Affair? I'm going to be sharing with you the stages of healing after an affair. Like when dealing with a significant loss, loss of a loved one, financial loss, or health loss, there is no set time period for the healing process after an affair. We all deal with loss in different ways. And every discovery of a cheating husband or a cheating wife is extremely difficult to cope with. The countless men and women that approach me for marriage counselling after an affair has typically happened want to know whether to stay or leave the marriage, whether a cheating husband or wife will cheat again, how to rebuild trust, how to forgive and put the past behind them, how to stop having flashbacks of infidelity, how to help your husband or wife heal after the affair. How long does it take to heal after an affair? And how long does it take for the relationship to recover after an affair? Today, I want to provide an understanding of the typical timeline as a guide to support anyone going through this. It's important to know that none of the stages are rigid in terms of time frame or even exact order. Although understanding the healing process after the affair can be helpful for many. Healing can begin from the first day of disclosure and an admission of the affair has happened. Without honesty and admission of the affair, healing cannot begin, as the person is often battling with and trying to piece together evidence, anxieties, and fear. Healing after an affair can start on the first day of admission, 0 to 3 months. This period of time will undoubtedly be very traumatic for the betrayed husband or wife. If this has happened to you, it's natural to be distraught and devastated on learning of your husband or wife's infidelity. It's inevitable that you will experience all types of emotions, ranging from numbness to fear to anger, and then back again. You may also start to attack yourself and internally question yourself by saying things like, "How could that happen to me, to us? What's wrong with me? Am I not good looking enough in bed or as a person? Why me? What have I done to deserve this?" It's important to consistently reiterate to yourself that it's not your fault that your husband or wife had an affair. You are not to blame. This is not to say that the elements of your own behavior and actions should not be questioned or altered in the future. But for now, do not allow yourself to feel responsible for their affair. Cheating is a choice, and this choice was not yours. It was ultimately their choice to be unfaithful and have the affair. When men and women come to me for the marriage counselling straight after the affair has happened, they want to know whether to stay or leave the marriage. I urge them at this stage not to make any major decisions. You will not be thinking clearly or coherently in the first few weeks. Your emotions will be flip-flopping all over the place. Anxieties and images may also be flooding your mind. The first thing I support individuals and couples to do is to restore calmness and peace. We then set an action plan for steps to recover after the affair. During this period, it's also likely that the offending spouse will be going through a variety of feelings, from confusion, depression, despair, guilt, regret, and shame. What is key at this stage is to ensure that you are meeting your basic health needs. Ensure that you are eating well. A healthy, balanced diet is required to support you, as well as taking plenty of time to process the news, to rest, to sleep. It's very common for people to experience weight loss, disturbed sleep during this time, or to want to resort to alcohol or junk food for comfort. This will not aid your recovery, neither will working or exercising excessively. Through taking good care of yourself physically and mentally, you will help to create the beginning of some stability, which is really, really needed. And I can't emphasize that enough. So to maybe just ask yourself now, okay, what can I do that's going to really help my health? What can I do that's really going to help my happiness? Obviously, you're distraught, so it may seem like nothing's going to help your happiness right now. But what small thing could you do that's loving and kind to yourself? Through taking good care of yourself physically and mentally, as I mentioned, you'll be able to create that stability, which is really key. I like to say to treat yourself as if you're a child that has the flu. Rest, sleep, watch TV that makes you feel good, get out your blanket, eat nourishing foods, and to surround yourself with loving, positive, and supportive people. Be careful who you share the news with. Well-meaning friends and family can often give very confusing, conflicting, or extreme advice that may make you feel worse. For the relationship during this part time in the first 3 months, the cheating husband or cheating wife will need to cut all ties with the affair partner if there is any chance of reconciliation and repair. When couples come for marriage counselling to save their marriage and the affair partner is still in the background, it makes saving the relationship far more difficult. To rebuild trust after an affair, you will both need to be taking action to become closer. Small daily habits of kindness, affection, love and care will go a long way to rebuilding trust. 3 to 6 months. This may be the time where the initial roller coaster of emotion begins to subside somewhat. It may be the phase to start looking at what influences were at play in causing the affair. Looking at the influences can support you whether you decide to part ways or stay together. Expect that there will be a lot of confrontation during this time. Fighting and disagreements over big and small things are common after an affair in this stage, the 3 to 6 months. It's vital that some marriage guidance on communication is sought, especially if you have poor communication before the affair. I go over 15 successful communication principles with the couples that I work with and in my online programs that really help couples to learn a new way of relating. And this is really important after an affair has happened, finding new ways to engage with each other, finding new ways to become closer to help you pull through. Talking it through with a trusted person can really help to process and let go. Don't be too hard on yourself during this time. Undoubtedly, you'll have days where you want to give up on trying, when it feels too difficult to keep going. These are the times when you need to reach out and utilize all the resources that you have at hand. It's a time to continue to give yourself a ton of self-love. Insecurities will hopefully lessen during this period if they don't address them. As a couple, it's great to put new strategies in place of how you will build back your love, your connection, your trust. Loving patience on both sides is crucial as you develop a new direction for the relationship. Then there's 6 months to 1 year. There is a chance that you may well have reached a stage where your marriage is healed during this time. However, for some people, it may be very difficult to still move on completely. There may be still difficult days happen, and patience and understanding for that is really paramount. Overall, you will have moved into a new phase where you can start to feel enjoyment in previously loved activities and function on a more level socially and at work. Taking control of your thoughts and changing any insecure feelings is key here, as they often don't go away by themselves. And then 1 to 2 years. By 1 to 2 years, hopefully over time, you have reached a stage where you can begin to feel connected to your spouse again, if that's what you decide that you want to be in the relationship and stay in the relationship, and look forward for a new future together, free from fear. If there is still a lack of trust, respect, or marital unhappiness, extreme insecurity or jealousy, marriage counselling or individual counselling on clearing the past may be required. Because there's forgiving and then there's forgetting. Forgiving brings freedom of past pain. Truthfully, it's incredibly unlikely that you will ever forget about being betrayed by your spouse. However, through true healing, it's possible to remember the event without the associated pain and hurt that you experienced initially. I know this is possible because I help couples do this time and time again. Overall, the most important thing is to be careful not to allow other people to tell you what to do. Remember that we're all different, and what works for one person may not necessarily work for you. It's important that you make your own decisions at a time and in a space that is right for you. If you found this useful, then you're going to really like my Marriage Secret Masterclass. In this Marriage Secret Masterclass, it's basically a 75-minute video where I'm sharing the secrets that changed my life and have helped change thousands of others to have the relationship of their dreams. I'm going to put the link with this podcast episode, so do join me. I'd love for you to watch it for your own happiness. I'm trying to spread the word about it because I really do want more and more people to have the love, passion, fun, and closeness that you really deserve. If you're unsure about whether you want to save your marriage or not, if you're unsure about whether you can get through this affair alone or together, then reach out to me and book a free relationship rescue consultation. Again, I'm going to put the link to the relationship rescue consultation with this program so that you can just find the links easily and then get the support that you need. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for tuning in today. I really value you. And if you did like anything, I would really, really appreciate a rating or a review, because this helps the show stay more visible. And this means that I can help more people find freedom and love and happiness. That's my plan. As well as stop loneliness, because nothing is worse than feeling lonely, especially feeling lonely in your relationship. It can be really, really difficult to deal with. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.